Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, seeing y'all on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what? Cause I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3 times. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, PAZ hosts the show, man.
Good evening, this is ATAZ Live on Blog Talk Radio. Your host, PAZ. I've got co-host, the talented Arthur Paula P. Ross on the line. And I also got spoken word artist and poet through her art. She brings awareness in the areas of domestic violence, foster care, and women's empowerment, just to name a few. I got yo sister on the line. Yo sister, what's going on?
Man, T-A-Z, what up, baby?
How you been, yo?
Man, I'm good. I'm good, man. I even enjoy the intro. That's what I'm talking about. I'm happy to be a part of this. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, hey, I'm glad that you decided to come on and also talk about the things that you are writing. And I just want to get one thing in before Paula asks you a few questions. I want to know that video. I think you uploaded a video today. You was in the street somewhere. Oh,
yes.
You was in another country, I know. And you was like,
yeah, I was in Mexico City.
Yeah, and the popo rolled up on you, and you had to stop. And I was mad because I was like, I'm waiting for the next verse.
That's what we got to keep them doing. Always waiting for the next verse, man. Always waiting for the next verse. But you know, I got the police on camera, so I'm going to throw that into my DVD. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to keep it real with the people. Yeah, it was a cool experience, though, man. Thank you for asking.
Wow, Mexico City? I thought
Mexico
that they were
City,
a little bit calmer down there. Instead of Tijuana.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. The cops, they just the same everywhere, huh? Anyway.
Yes, yes.
You know what? I really, really appreciate your message for sisters who are, or hey, brothers too, because when I wrote my book, I let everybody know this ain't limited to women. But a system of domestic violence is a serious thing that could actually crush you. And sometimes that leads to your children winding up in foster care and what have you. What I wanted to ask you was, where did you get your motivation?
Well, I mean, I think through life experiences, it's my observation, that's just artists, that's all of us. But I have worked and been affiliated with a teenage girl's group home for 7 years. So talk about inspiration. I see it every day. And it's kind of where it comes from. Just getting to the source of the reasons why they're putting where they're placed and why they're in the spots they're in their journey. And trying to reach out and just kind of stop it at the root, because by the time they get to where they're at, it's very obviously traumatic. It's traumatic. So I've explored every single thing that I possibly can about why they are where they are, and that's all I can do. I can just study and just try my very best to empower people and to inspire people in the 3 to 5 minutes that I have on stage or whatever it is. If it's on a page, if it's on the computer, I just stand by empowerment in all forms.
Yeah, you know what, when I first decided to publish, I think one of the first poems that I wrote was crawling along the floor, you know, looking for your identity like a lost contact, you know, contact lens. And so I was thinking, and that's probably what motivated me to go ahead and write the book, because basically I feel that a lot of people, male and female, but being a sister, you know, you relate more to females, that they lose their identities inside of a relationship. And I think that's what opens up the door, do you agree, for, you know, them to set themselves up for whatever violence. And domestic violence isn't limited, as you know, to just physical violence. You know, it can be verbal abuse as well.
Absolutely. I'll stand with you on that. I agree with you. I think that our biggest problem is that we don't know our worth, and oftentimes we aren't grown, we aren't raised in getting taught that we're valuable and that we're worthy. And so when we get attention from another human being, whether that be intimate attention or any kind whatsoever, good, bad, ugly, we gravitate towards that, and we'll do whatever it takes to keep it there. And so I feel like the root of it all is self-love. If you have self-love, you can get through any experience, because it will not allow you to tolerate it. for as long as you would have had you not known your
right.
worth. So that's also what I
I'm
work
glad
on
you
is
said
trying
that.
To make people feel worthy.
Yeah, and, you know, give them an awareness without being too critical, showing love so they recognize love, you know, and they learn that there's a difference between somebody saying that they love you and being that they love you. And that goes mm-hmm. across the spectrum, you know. I mean, it works with everybody, no matter who you are, male, female, child, adult.
Mm-hmm.
We got to nip it in the bud as far as the children are concerned, you know, so
yeah,
we don't
I
produce
agree.
Another generation of those children who don't know how to love themselves. Therefore, they don't recognize it, but that's what puts them in the worst spot, you know.
Now, I got a question. What made you decide to do this in a music form to get the message out, yo sister?
Well, you know, I started off doing poetry. I'm a spoken word artist. That's what I stand by. That's what I claim. That is my craft, my freedom. I love it. But also, I never wanted to do a spoken word album. It never caught my attention. I had heard so many great artists and then heard them on a CD, and it just, to me, it takes away from the art. And so I had heard many that I just didn't like, and I didn't want to do it. I just didn't feel I could. And then, you know, I'm in Atlanta. So in Atlanta, we are oversaturated with artists, which a lot of beautiful, beautiful things come from that, which is you get to network with so many gifted, talented people. And I met up with a DJ called Gumbo Soul Music. He goes by the name of DJ Gumbo Soul. And, man, he was like, he heard me perform at an open mic, and he pulled me to the side and was explaining what cadence was and saying that, look, I just need you to try to get something to music. Just try it. And so I said, okay, fine. You know, I explained to him I didn't want to do it, and he sent me like 12 beats, and he said, I made them, you can have them, just work with them and see what you can do. And sure enough, it wasn't a few days later, and we had our first song ready to cut. So it's just kind of like vibing with good people, man. And actually, the poem that you heard on the video from Mexico City, that clip of that poem actually is a song. And I go around the country performing it as a poem as well. So I think that you have to give for a little of what they want for what they need. And oftentimes people don't pay attention mm-hmm. to poetry because there is no beat. So if I need mm-hmm. to use a beat in order to draw people into what I'm saying, then let's get it. I'll learn how to do it.
So basically you were holding your own self back up.
Yes, you were.
I'm
ready to come through the phone and tap her in her head. Like, yo, what was you
doing? Hold on.
You making me mad. I'm like, come on, girl, you holding back.
Girl, you step
out
into the water.
Sure enough, because, like, you know, you live and you learn, and there's steps to it all. And so I just feel like it's one of those stepping stones. And now, man, now they can't get me away from music now. I'm loving it. So I'm with y'all. I got it together.
Created them all.
You know what? You might even find another medium besides
the
music.
The first song I'm going to play is Made for You to Think. And I love the title because I don't play these songs when artists first send them to me. I play them on the show. That's my first. This is gonna be my first experience listening to it. But the title made me think. So explain that song before I play it.
I would love to, man. This song right here has been the crowd favorite off of my debut album, Sriracha and Sweet Tea. It's featuring the poet, male poet of the year, Moody Black, out of South Carolina. And we just worked together. He did his part from his spot. I did my part from my spot. And it's just like, to me, actually, this song just got played in London. The first of the year, it was just dropped in Five Towns Radio in London. So it's been doing great. And really, it's about the conscious American experience. I mean, he is a young black male, and he gets to express what he's going through. And it's just, man, it's a dope joint. And it is definitely made for you to think. And it's just not like some trap song, you know what I'm saying, that you can groove to. I can do that, too, if we need it, you know what I'm saying? But it is not. It is definitely, it's definitely going to make you think. And I hope you enjoy the lyricism. And please call in. If you like it, call in. If you don't like it, shoot, call in, too, so we know. But this is Made for You to Think by Yo Sister featuring Moody Black.
Music we play.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to bring to you South Carolina's own Moody Black.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Let's get it.
Before we drop it on you.
It's Moody Black and your sister. I see you got two eyes. The third ain't looking from upstate. Stop cack, I bring it to the A. The hell we dropping knowledge, me and sis be like, hey. But don't get it twisted. Yeah, we from the South, so you know we bringin' biscuits.
Yep.
Talking about full time, click, clack, go time. Been in the field, now it's fold down and go line. Yeah, revolution means change. By any means necessary, Malcolm in the same. Marcus Garvey in the same. Martin Luther in the same. We gotta come together if you wanna make a change. Yeah.
Look, I've got... They ain't ready to come together, Moody. Everybody's falling for this. They try to divide and conquer, and that's exactly what they do. Man, it's like there's no place for compassion when glory lies in savages. A generation entirely educated on alternative facts, and it's a shame we gotta rap exchanging what you want for what we know you need. Hope flows in my flow like poetry, just so you know it's me, America. You act like you ain't know to sing. Poets come in peace, but pardon me, see if we feel the need to speak on. Young blood dripping in the streets, sense of D, we are freedom of speech born. Gripping scenes, rewind, here come the police, repeat more. Tragedy, here we go again, R.I.P. boy, America. I know you see what's happening, it's sad to see that mommies and daddies have been distracted systematically, and we... Well, we've had about enough of that, it. Be honest with you. And the thing is, we're mommies and daddies now. We stand together. And I'm just telling you about that before we drop it on.
They try to hit us hard, Jack Tatum, now he's black. Back in civil like they're playing for the Raiders, they enslaved us. They promised us 40 acres, the Alzheimer's what they done. Ronald Reagan put birds in our hands, two bushes, I'm saying. The pigs got a skillet and they're making us a bacon like Kevin Footloose. We 100 miles of running it, yep, we got an attitude. Uncle said we mad at you, coming from the motherland, my longitude and latitude. Got me in a place where I want to start busting, but I'm tired of the fussing, got us all cussing. Let's sit and make a plan till we come up with something.
Yeah. That's what we have to do. We have to not act emotionally and think strategically. They won't ever be ready. Simon says, say what? Hey, take a look at us. Just two country bumpkin, tons of guns are cause enough of us to spin the fuss and fight and screaming. So we all have equal peace. You see, the pie ain't worth eating if the feeling ain't sweet to me. We just gotta give these folks a little bit of truth. Me and Mr. Black on the track, it's unfamiliar to you. But this is the new America. Get used to it. The struggle's so real to give you something you can use to it. If you don't know what to be, don't be the problem. You part of the equation, man. How we gonna solve them? While they divide and conquer, be of service when some help, pray for our nation. Shell can't do it by herself. Ha. Whatever you can to be of service, to be in addition to your community, stand together, side by side. I'm telling you, the solidarity will blow their mind.
Yo, sister, I like that. I like that. I mean, I like that a lot. Very popular. Oh, my goodness.
I know. You make some serious points in there. And I like the way it ends with you asking everybody to come by. Strength in numbers. All right. Help your community. All right. Domino syndrome. Pay it forward. I love it.
Man, thank y'all so much. Thank you so, so much. I appreciate it.
No, I'm going to be honest.
It's a wonderful track.
I'm going to be honest. I was surfing on Facebook, and happened to run into some of your music. And I said, let me see, because I pick who I want on the show. A lot of people hit me up that's already been on the show over the years, and I already know what they're about. But, you know, anybody new, I got to pick, because I just ain't going to pick nobody that I don't like. So when I heard your music, I was like, oh, my God, I got to get her. And she talking about she a spoken word artist. She ripping this like an MC.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Real old. I was like, come on. She a rap artist.
So say it again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Not as tight. We have another track that she sent in.
Yeah.
Because one I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, go
on. One I wanted to talk about was Hunger. I loved Hunger. I mean, like, that's like a very, very diverse. So we got to listen to the words. And if we don't have MP3 of it, then all the listeners, I urge that you go out and you get your sister's title song, Hunger, all right? Because it speaks. What you got?
I want to know, this is what I want to know. How do you come up, because I'm a writer too, I do music too, I make beats too, I do the whole thing. So I want to know, how do you come up the lyrics for your different titles, your different pieces? How do you do it? Do you stay up late at night eating a fish sandwich with your hand in some tartar sauce, or how do you write? How do you come up with your lyrics? Because everybody
got not everybody eats tartar sauce.
My bad.
I ain't never tried to stay up late and eat me a fish sandwich, but damn it, that sounds good. I might just go on and try it.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie. Substitute the tartar sauce for some hot sauce. Man, we good to go. But I'm a coffee fiend. That's my only drug. I love espresso. I get all hyped up late at night. I just made a pot not too long ago, and I get hyped up late at night. And when something hits me, man, it's like a flow of consciousness. I will not stop writing. If I have to go to work in the morning, or I have to go off of 2 hours of sleep, then that's what I have to do, because I won't. You know how, as artists, y'all know how it is when you get that little.
Yeah.
You get that flow of consciousness.
It's such a driving force.
You get that high from writing. Yeah, you don't even know. I couldn't even explain to you how I do it, because it's like it's something bigger than us that kind of takes over and does it for you, and then you just get to take the credit for it.
Yeah, it's all consuming. So let me ask this question. Do you, I mean, this has been my experience. Sometimes I can go ahead and write the poem or write the song and then come up with the title. Or sometimes I have a title in my head and then I have to go ahead and compose the song or write the poem. Which, I mean, is that the same for you? Do you experience that?
No, I don't experience that. I always title them last because I never know where they're going to go. Usually for me, it starts off with just a random thought, you know. And, it always seems to happen when you're driving down the road and you can't use your hands. But it's always just like a brief flash of a thought. And then I just take that and just run with it. And then it becomes something. And then after I'm finished and have completed it, then I go back and try to think of something that I like to call it.
An appropriate title. Yeah, I've been there. I feel you. It works both ways, but whatever's best for you is what counts. And you always wind up with a lovely creative, a creative that you can actually be proud of, you know. And then after that one's done, you move on to the next one that's going to torture you.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it works. That's how honest life.
I want to know where you...
It's a wonderful experience.
I want to know where you performed before. You said you performed around the country. Just name some of the spots.
Oh, man. Out of Atlanta, I have performed everywhere in Atlanta, really, by the grace of God, because I've been around here a while. Urban Grind is a big one. It's on Thursday nights in the ATL always. There's a different host, you know, every week. I've been at Java Monkey with Teresa Davis and all that family there. I've performed at the Apache Cafe. In Cali, I performed at Our Mic with Ariana Bosco and Bo Sia. I have performed, man, this year has been really great for me. I've gotten to go, like, to 12 or 13 different states just on poetry. And when I tell y'all, it's just the most amazing experience. I just took the 3 months in California to go out and give it a shot. I just wanted to expand my territory. I feel like I have a word, and I was willing to invest in going out there and just letting people hear it and see what happened. And I ended up hooking up with some amazing poets out there, and then came back this fall and hit the East Coast pretty hard. And again, just I went up to Busboys and Poets in Hyattsville. You know, they have 5 or 6 different locations. They're big in the poetry community. Center Stage. I've got a bunch of stuff coming up here this spring. I'm all over the place. Anywhere that will have me, man, I don't care if it is a bar in Buckhead. I don't care if it's on the side of a street corner, if I'm at a cupcake shop. Man, I do poetry in the laundromat. You know what I mean? At Walmart. I go in there at Walmart and do some poetry.
Have to
and
carry
I
you out,
team.
Huh?
I say, hey. Yep.
Well, I used to live in the ATL, so I know of the places that you spoke of. I wish I would have ran into you way before that, but I had just moved 3 years ago. But like I said, I know the spots you performed at. Also, I want to play this last track you sent me that's called I Am Woman. Explain that.
All right. I Am Woman is actually the song that goes to the little clip that you saw today out of Mexico City. And it's just, this was one that was actually inspired by the actual beat. I didn't actually write this out and then put it to a beat. This beat inspired it. And I think it's self-explanatory. It's just a woman's empowerment piece, and it explains what it is like to live, you know, experiencing life as a woman. It affirms our greatness, and that's about it. I hope y'all enjoy it, man.
I get to hear the other verse then, before the police
roll
up.
There you go. See there? That's right.
God is good all the time. Here we go.
All the time.
I am woman.
Let's get it. I am my own muse. I am the subject I know best, the subject I want to know better. Frida Kahlo.
I am woman, I am power, I am light, I am fire, I am ropes, I am grace, I am hope, I am faith, I am her, I am she, her am I, she is me, call it what you please, I am goddess, I am queen, I am mother, I am child, I am life, I am birth, I am a sacrifice, I am nature, I am earth, I am her, I am she, her am I, she is me, call it what you please, I am goddess, I am queen, I am woman, wouldn't have it any different if I ain't involved in what you're doing, and believe me, something's missing, I am scholar, I am doctor, I am teacher, I am missus, don't matter who I am, if all you can see is vicious. She is me, I am her, we are baby born girl. Girl becomes a lady, sex symbol to the world. Lady meets a stranger, wants to take her to bed, and if she says no, thank you, baby girl, as good as dead. I am her, who doesn't know she's beautiful? Been called a dot for so long, and compliments are new to her. Mistake of sweetness for weakness, you be missing your blessing. The world so stuck on tough, we lost our feminine connection. Can you hear me now with all of my essence, my might? See, I'm a strong woman, I ain't coming for a fight. I am sugar pie, honey bunch, got it from my mama. Treat me with respect, cause we don't want no drama. I am woman, I am power, I am light, I am fire, I am ropes, I am grace, I am hope, I am faith, I am her, I am she, her am I, she is me. Call it what you please, I am goddess, I am queen, I am mother, I am child, I am life, I am birth, I am a sacrifice, I am nature, I am earth, I am her, I am she, her am I, she is me. Call it what you please, I am goddess, I am queen, I am woman. I am everything you have ever dreamed of, just stronger. I am more of a real life fantasy than your mind could possibly conjure up, is where I'm going. Passion passes with every stride, hips for days, kisses like cane, stars sit in my eyes, you can't resist it. My intuition's relentless, if it's perfectly done, you don't have to wonder who did it. I am woman, I am power, I am light, I am fire, I am growth, I am grace, I am hope, I am faith, I am her, I am she, her am I, she is me. Call it what you please, I am goddess, I am queen, I am mother, I am child, I am life, I am birth, I am a sacrifice, I am nature, I am earth, I am her, I am she, her am I, she is me. Call it what you please, I am goddess, I am queen, I am woman. And I know all of that, but how much resilience does this world really think I have? I mean, you can only call me out my name so many times before I snap. I am woman, who do you think you raising your hand at? You see, I was brought for you to love, brought to this world as a gift. So act like you know that, treat me like you have some sense. I make the world go round, baby, I give you life, don't you forget. Before I alone decide to put an end to all this shit. I am woman, I am tired, and I'm not going to tell you again.
But that is
girl,
fine.
You raised the bar.
I was so glad that I heard, I was like, now where did I left Yeah, okay. This is where I left off on that video. You know, I was like, yeah, that's it. Oh man, hey, I want you to do the whole video, Acapulco, not acapella. We call it Acapulco. Where I'm from.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah, the Acapulco version.
Soul.
For real. That was hot.
Oh. Hey, you know what? That'd be great if you made a translation into Spanish or Spanish is probably more popular. And go
also,
ahead and put that thing out there.
I got another caller on the line. I know who she is. Tressa, meet your sister. I know you kind of shy. I don't want to say nothing. But tell us what you thought of that song.
Absolutely fabulous.
Well, thank you so much.
And then, like, in the other song, like, when he was saying that, like, when he was saying it was, like, rap, like, he was rapping, I'm like, is this somebody that's, you know, on the radio already or something? I was going to ask, like, where can I get this?
Yes, it will absolutely be uploaded online here soon. Please follow me. Let's get in contact. Where are you calling from?
Well, right now, I just got back in Georgia. I came out of New York. I'm a truck driver.
Okay, Georgia, I'm in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay, making connections. T-A-Z, making connections on air.
I will. Y'all be friends on Facebook. I'll suggest you be friends with your sister.
Cool. And I will let you know as soon as that comes out. It's definitely on Spotify. Just find me on Spotify under Yo Sister, and you can hear it there for free as far as I know.
Make sure
great. I love Spotify.
Make sure you spell sister out, because black people have a habit of spelling it the other way. So, spell your name.
I think it's actually on Spotify. It's Yo Sis. Yo, YO'SIS. Is that easy?
Okay.
And the album is called Sriracha and Sweet Tea. So you can definitely find it on that. And if he hooks us up and we become friends, I will send you a link to it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you.
All right, Tressa, I'm going to put you back on mute. I know you're shy. I want you to give out your information, your sister, on where people can hit you up. I know you said it just now on Spotify, but I'm sure there's a few more other stops that people can hit you up at and actually find out when the music is coming and where you're performing and all that good stuff.
Absolutely, man. My website and my electronic press kit is www.yo-sister.com. www.yo-sister.com. And that should bring me up. And it has a bio and it has samples of music, shows, upcoming and past shows. So please hit that up. Also, what's popping right now is Instagram. And you can follow me on Instagram at yo_sis_, just like that, yo_sis_, and I follow back. Also on Facebook, you know that made me put my government name on Facebook. My name is Cassandra Benjamin, but I'm also creating another artist page, and it will be Yo Sis, and I plan on getting that out and asking all my folks to like it here in these next couple of days. So be on the lookout for that.
Mm-hmm. Any last words, Paula?
I'm just saying, girlfriend is working it. All right, she ain't never lied. Okay, and I got a funny feeling that she's trying to reach that high bar she set until it all comes out. All right, you know what? Hey, I don't know how you feel, and I don't want to get into politics on this radio station, but if you're feeling that Me Too or what, you know, basically what the demonstrations have been among women, then if you can, break it down and hit the mic. All right, they will let you. I love you, baby, and I want you to keep moving forward.
Yes, ma'am. I love you too, and thank you so much for having me and being sweet to me.
I want you to know I'm feeling your music on the same vibe. And anytime you got something new and you want to, you know, hit me up, hey, we'll get you back on for real, for real. Keep doing your thing. Keep writing. Keep creating. And just stay in touch. That way I know what you're doing. And I'll have eyes on you like Tupac. For real, for real.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. It's nothing but a gangster party, baby. Hey, I'm going to go out there and see y'all, man. Keep in touch, please. Thank you so much to y'all for having me on. Taz Productions, ATAVP. Thank you so much.
All right.
Y'all.
We will.
Take care.
All right, I'm tuned in.
Bye-bye. Lovely sister.
Well, Paula.
Smart sister. Hey.
Well, Paula, Blackwell had, he caught that flu, and he got strapped throat. He just hit me up.
He said
he was trying to get over it, but he can't even talk. So I'll have him on at another time. But since I got you in, long time co-host on the very first show, 2007, when I first went to Blog Talk, but I was already on my website doing my show. I didn't know you wrote that book. What's the name of your book? The new one?
First one is called Tell Me Where the Trees Find Shelter.
I've been going
through the editing deal. Yeah. Now, the next one is called What You Can't Hear Me Say, and I've been editing that one. So it probably won't be out until the spring. But
now,
you
were talking about, you wrote about domestic violence too. So what is that one about?
Shelter.
Okay.
Some little excerpts in What You Can't Hear Me Say, but mostly it's internalized. It's what people feel, women mainly. But the domestic violence, I have an expose from a professor, a psychologist. No, she's not. She's a psychiatrist. She's well-named, but I can't mention her name. Nonetheless, she let me copy a paper that she had written about domestic violence and publish it. So I went ahead and I did that. And after you read that expose, the poems about domestic violence follow. The book is called Tell Me Where the Trees Find Shelter, and I got the title from one of the last poems in the book, which is called Tell Me Where the Trees Find Shelter.
It's been years since I read that, because remember, I bought it as a download when you first told me.
Yeah, we printed it out. You know what? People can still find it if they Google me. You know, I was in the airport one day, and this woman was talking to me about something, and I was talking to her, answering her questions and passing off some info. And I said, well, you have to read my book. And she ordered the book right there while we were waiting for our flight. So
that's cool.
I know that it was cool. I know it's still available. Now, it's cheaper to get it from somebody that ordered it already, because you can't buy it online anymore, I don't think. But the price has gone up. I can't believe it. Since I took it off the market, bookstores bought lots of copies, and that's what they're selling now. And
now,
they're selling it. Go ahead.
Go on, say.
They're selling it above the suggested manufacturer's retail price. I found one place that was selling it for $80. And I'm like, darn, I can't get none of that money. I know. From
$22
$80. To
$80. Come on.
They
tripping. But anyway, since you like music, I'm going to play some music for you that we know you ain't never heard. But you heard this song before. It's The Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill.
Okay.
But it's remixed by this white dude named Tom Meach. Okay, it's... This is Rapper's Delight.
Hop, a hibbit to the hip hip, Papa, you don't stop. The rocket to the bang bang boogie, say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm a rapping to the beat, and me, the group, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, to the purple and yellow. But first, I gotta bang bang a boogie to the boogie. So up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the riddle that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, so but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. So come on, Hank, sing that song. Check it out. I'm the CAX and the OVA, and the rest is FLY. You see, I go by the code of the doctor, the fix in these streets, and I tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big cars that definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a sunroof Cadillac. Everybody go hotel, motel, hotel, motel, G. And my mellow, it's on you, so what you gonna do? I said a hip hop, hit it, I give it to the hip hip hop, but you don't stop. I'm rocking to the bang bang boogie, say up jump the boogie, the rhythm to the boogie to beat. I said a hip hop, hit it, I give it to the hip.
Another TAZ production.
That's my girl, Ginger D.
You would play something like that. Transform my whole bedroom back into the disco floor at the Carolina West in Inglewood, California.
Get, I'm just saying. Take off that glitter, girl.
Hey, you know what? I ran in the bathroom and I put just a little bit underneath my eyes. That
you,
was tight.
Yeah, I told you that white dude is bad. The white dude is bad.
Yes,
Tom
he is.
Meek is his name. He remixed it. And I think he remixed
yes, he
it with Sugar Hill was a little older, and they did it again because they sound a little different. Also, Tressa is still on the line. Tressa, wait a minute. I'm getting ready to bring your mic back. I got to ask you a question. Tressa, you there?
Okay. Yes.
Are you driving tonight?
Well, not right now. I just got to where I am to get unloaded. I won't get unloaded until about 4 o'clock.
Because, see, I was going to read the story to you, but I know how you get sleepy.
Oh, please do. No. I'm wide awake.
Yeah, right, Negro.
I am.
Anyway, I'll call you after the show over with.
Please do.
I'm putting you back on mute.
Okay.
Paula, I wrote this black soap opera. As you know, I wrote, right? And I'm on the third one right now. And the second one I'm getting ready to put as an e-book in June. It's already set to do it in June because I'm dropping my CD on February 20th, my fourth one. So it'll be all over the net, all over.
Can you read the comic book online or you have to buy a physical
copy?
Yeah,
but I ain't. Yeah, but I'm not.
Oh.
I mean,
No.
I mean, I can read. What I could do is. I could read it to you privately, like over the phone. It's just me and you.
No. The reason why I asked that is because you've been writing a soap opera for a minute, and I'm just wondering if it's going to be an e-book. Is there any graphics in it?
No, there's no graphics. Just a cover.
Well, I guess it wouldn't need it. Yeah.
Yeah, just the cover. And Trump done heard. She done heard it all the way, and we're at the last. The last 20 or 30 pages, and I want to get it out so she can understand how it ends. Wait a minute. Let me bring her mic back in. I know she ain't shy anyway. You back on, Tressa?
Yes.
I'm tired of putting you on hold here. I keep moving my cursor back one way. I dub you back out. I dub you back in. Hell. You on the last 30 pages. I want to get this out. So you can know how it is, cause she is.
Okay.
I've been reading 999 pages, Paula.
Is that all of them? I mean, every series.
No, that's one book. That's one book, and I wrote another book that's 667 pages, and then this new one, and this new one is gonna be over 600 pages. But see the 600 page one. I typed the 999 page when I wrote out.
Oh,
this is before I had a computer, the first one.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No,
so I'm writing the third one right now, which is going to be 600 and some pages, too.
And I can't wait to see how it ends.
It's got it all twisted up. There's so many things.
Darn it.
And I found out the question to the answer when we thought it was Ramon Escapez. It was Watson that wanted that dude to find out who. Remember, he paid, some money, offered Cooley Jake some money to go find out who the hitman was. So it was Watson,
man.
Not Ramon Escapez. I forgot until I thought about it. That's Watson that did that. But see, that's why it's good to read your books over and edit like you doing, Paula. Edit and find out what you done forgot you done wrote. But see, my material's so long, it's like a book report. You got to write down notes.
Well, I use a software program. Gosh, I'm not in front of my laptop right now because I cannot remember the name. It's something writer. As soon as I find out what it is, I'll go ahead and text it to you. And that's what I use because it creates the names for my characters. I'm also working on a novel that's called the Twin Towers Algorithm. All right. And I really need the software for this because I forget that so-and-so is so-and-so, and he does this. And my software program will remind me. It'll let me know that there's a conflict. He can't be doing this if he's going to go ahead and do this. So
I kind of need that software, easier. But the software I use is in my head.
Yeah. Your software is called Tressa.
Yeah, sometimes it is hard too. But I got a ledger book that I write my outlines in, so that's how I keep up. And I got it on computer too, so yeah.
But anyway, I can't think of the name of it. Ooh, drama or something. I don't even know. But when I do find that, I'll let you know, and I'll see if I can find the disc. If I can find the disc, then I'll go ahead and shoot you a copy of it. And
you need software so you can remember it, don't you? You need software
no,
so you can remember what the name of it is.
Don't you remember when you were in school, you used to write on your hand when you had to take a test? I just got to look on my hand and find out. But I wash my hands when I put that sparkle underneath my eye.
Yeah, yeah. You might have wrote on the black side, too.
Stop it. You ain't right. You're just not right.
Hey, Trust, I've been knowing Paula for a long time.
Jesus
when Black
God.
Planet was first Black Planet, when they had taglines in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the internet
That's
was
long.
Just learning how to walk.
When Black Planet was in its infant stage, that's where I met Paula at. Then she came to a house party.
Oh, okay. So you got a chance to eat some of that good food he makes, right?
Oh, gosh. And wait a minute, Bookum. Right? Did he tell you about Bookum?
Yeah, the book of that. I told you about what Ron makes, that drink where they were getting drunk on.
Oh, God.
Remember?
The people across the street from him wanted us to come in and spit poetry.
Yeah. My neighbor had a party that one time, the same night. So the people that came to sing on my party, we went across the street to their party, and they sung over there. And he telling his wife, "See, baby, I flew him in. If you ain't in, no." that whole street was locked down, wasn't it, Paula?
Oh, yes, it was.
All them cars.
We had, I was
but every time
him.
We had our party, the cars was out there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of cars.
Yeah.
I was teasing him when I came down there. I said, "Oh, that's Whitney's house right there. And Alton Brown is right there down the street." He's like, "Alton Brown's from Georgia?" I said, "As sure as you know." Because he's a cook. I ain't tripping. He be making all kinds of gourmet stuff in that doggone kitchen. I'm like, "Well, you know Alton Brown? That's where I got this recipe from."
Yeah, right.
Well, Alton Brown really didn't live down the street. I don't know about Bobby and Whitney. God rest the story.
I know one thing. You need to come to this year.
Yeah, well, you ain't that far from me.
It's October 6th. October 6th.
If I ain't up there in the homestead, I told you I moved out there to the high desert, and we don't even have an address.
You still closer to me than what we was before. I was in Atlanta.
That's true. No, I'm just saying that because we're homesteading out there, we may not be able to get down there. We got to get off of that doggone desert. I mean, it's the high desert. Nobody find me by GPS. I have to have a helicopter bring me in. Yeah.
Well, when they drop off your load of food, you hit your ride and come back to civilization and get you a damn plane and come to my house, goddamn.
I always try on the radio show.
Beep. Didn't mean to cut.
I always try to make it down there, but Ross is his work is seasonal, and I'll never know, you know, when he's gonna be home. Generally in October he works until like the first or second week of December. He doesn't come home till then. After starting work in September,
So
we'll find out what his schedule is. Of course, this is
October.
He doesn't
know. I know, but he
never
knows.
You'll know at least a month ahead of time, wouldn't you?
No. He was on the plane coming back from Minnesota once, and I went down to pick him up, and he says, I'm sorry, I got to go catch another flight with American Airlines. I got to go to Indiana. So that's the way it goes.
Well,
and that's
damn,
the only
Paul.
Reason why we have made it. I know. I know. I came by myself the last time. If it gets too serious, I'll do it again. And if he's off, he can meet me there.
Yeah,
so
and
there
we're down the street. And we're down the street from Fort Worth Dallas Airport.
Well, you probably
like
around by the bushes.
Like literally straight shot.
There you go.
The last song I'm gonna play. This is a gospel song, and the dude is named G Mays, and I got in contact with him like 3 years ago, and I tried to get him on the show, but they so busy, it's hard to get them because they like big time. And Tim Jeter, ATAZP, we ain't really big time, but
I'm sorry about that.
Cat. Yeah, I'm sorry about it too.
Yeah.
The name of this song is Atmosphere Setter. It's G Mays in New Era. Like I said, it's a gospel song. I want to thank your sister for calling in. I want to thank Tressa for calling in, truck driving all over the USA. I want to thank Arthur and guest show co-host Paula P. Ross for calling in. You know I'm effing with
you.
You know I'm effing with you. You know I'm effing with you. And effing stands for fooling around.
Where can I get her book?
It's called Tell Me Where. You can Google my name, Paula M. Patton Ross, or you can Google Tell Me Where the Trees Find Shelter.
Okay.
And you'll find out. Buy the cheap one, though.
Yeah, buy the cheap one. Now, here we go. This is G Mays and New Era with the song Atmosphere Setter. We'll be in Sunday doing our little Only 30 Minutes, only on Sunday, with Officer Stan Mason talking to the crew, a political show that we do on Sundays. It's only 30 minutes, and I got Stan Mason talking about police violence, and we're going to listen to him and ask him a few questions within 30 minutes. Again,
thank you
to the guests that called in tonight, and I will be back probably next Thursday. I'm out.
All right. And it's
gotta get your groove on. Come on. Drum. Let's get it. Atmosphere set up.